possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You got big plans for the Labor Day weekend holiday? You're kind of moving into the new house, right? So that's taking up most of your time.
We've got another move day on Saturday. They just never end, Mark.
I know, but you're going to have nice weather.
Yeah, and, that's a huge deal.
Listening to Dave Murray's forecast, I've had the, as I think many people have had, the air conditioning on for the last couple of days. So I got home last night, and it was 78 in the house, which under ordinarily, you know, circumstances, that'd be pretty warm. And if it was a month ago, I'd say, oh, we got to pop the air on. Because I knew under most circumstances that 78's not going to go down very quickly. But with the nice cool temperatures in the evening.
And the breeze, a little.
So soon enough, it was 75.
Love
it. And then it was 71. And then I think it was 69 when I opened up, you know, the, not opened up the windows were open. When I got up this morning, it was very comfortable. Now, we're going to visit with David Strom, who's associate editor of hotair.com in Minneapolis, where if we're having temperatures like this, it's probably like sub-zero up there right now in Minneapolis, wouldn't it be?
No, actually, the weather, I mean, here we are late August, and the weather has been extremely pleasant, although we too have a little bit of a humidity problem.
But no, still. For us too. Look, we had a, I don't know about the rest of your summer, but we had a brutal July. It was really, and I'd say June was pretty hot and sticky too in the beginning of August, but the last 10 days have been like amazing.
Yes.
Well, let's just hope that the climate changes in this direction.
Right, exactly. It is weird, though, because there's, like, trees losing leaves already.
Oh, yeah.
And this is typically, this is unusual, because I would say, Sue, this is more like mid or late September as opposed to late August. And, you know, you usually, this is the last weekend for the pools. You would still be typically in the 90s and have humidity, and you're not going to really have that. But we're going to welcome it, David. I think it's good for some nice weather to get out, to walk around, to get outdoors. I want to do some more things outdoors, and I have a new puppy that I got a few months ago, so the heat keeps me from doing some of those things. You've had a bit of news activity in your neck of the woods in Minneapolis, haven't you?
Yes. Well, I mean, demons walk among us. First, it was a bunch of Democrat National Committee people, and unfortunately, we also had the Trentifa killing that took place here, and that was, I mean, it's horrific, and our politicians are telling us not to pray for the souls of kids, and it's just bizarre.
I believe that you just used the word Trantifa, didn't you?
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah, well, it's a neologism by Andy Ngo, who is a
I know him.
Guy who, I mean, he's just a brilliant reporter out on the West Coast, covers Portland and Seattle mainly, the transgender and Antifa crowd absolutely hate him. I mean, they physically assaulted him, but he began to notice that most of the people getting arrested in these Antifa demonstrations where they're attacking people and burning things down actually are transgender activists. And, you know, there's this connection between these nihilists, the people who just want to tear everything down, and queer ideology. It's how you get bizarre things like Queers for Palestine, because what unites them is not what you and I tend to think about, which is, you know, just sort of basic stuff. You know, if you're for gay rights, you're not for, you know, Iran and Hamas and all those people. But for them, what unites it is they feel like everyone is a victim of Western culture that has to be destroyed. And so they see it as a unified struggle. And in fact, some of them say the Palestinian struggle is the struggle of all queer communities.
It's ridiculous. Laughable, isn't it? It's just unbelievably ridiculous. Over the past 4 or 5 years in particular, I have really gone on this offensive of being against the people who are the so-called experts, because it has been my opinion, I think this is very evident from COVID, that the people who claim to be experts are the ones perhaps we should trust the least. And you sort of said something along these lines in one of your recent columns on hotair.com. You said, I'm so tired of people whose first impulse is to quote experts rather than facts, because the experts get it wrong a lot, whether it's Trump on the economy and the tariffs and, you know, some of these other things that are health related or vaccine related. They get it wrong a lot. But the legacy media goes to the experts and they trust them time and time again, David.
Yes, well, I mean, really, when they say experts, I mean, there is such a category of people as experts, people who've dived into issues with a desire to understand everything. But when you see an expert on TV, what makes them an expert is not knowing a lot of stuff and understanding it, but rather being part of an establishment, the credentialed establishment that has unified around a narrative. And so, and you have the same problem in peer review now in science, where rather than getting people to do genuine inquiry into things, you get sort of forced into, a narrative. You have to say things that the people who are going to review your stuff like. So the experts today, you wind up with what we had through COVID was, I mean, literally some of these people would sit around in a room and say, what do you think of this? And it's like, well, that sounds kind of good. Well, let's tell everyone this is science. And then they all go out with a unified voice. And so when you hear expert these days, you really ought to put in authority. That's what it really is. The authorities who have decided on, one ideological line.
It used to be a principle of journalism to challenge authority,
yep.
Right? To challenge the experts, to find out if the experts are really telling the truth. That's way, way gone off the, you know, journalistic radar at this point. They don't really care about that at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, the joke among journalists used to be that the first thing their editor ever told them was that if your mother says she loves you, check it out.
yeah, exactly.
don't just trust, verify. And the opposite is true now. I mean, the media is a stenographer for not just, you know, people in government, but certain people in government. There's a narrative that has to be pushed. And so, and it's not just government, obviously, just the entire establishment. And so, and there's this bizarre cooperation where the establishment all coalesces around something and they unify. The media then amplifies it. And a perfect example of that is before COVID, the American Academy of Pediatrics, had very clear guidelines that said make sure that your children can, watch your mouth as you're talking to them, because they associate the sounds and your lip movements and your facial expressions and all those sure. things work together. As soon as COVID hit, they literally just overnight changed and said masks will have no impact on language learning, which is just false.
Right.
But they did that because that was the establishment line. And yet the media would go, and ask the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they would use their authority to push not what the science actually said, but what the line was.
Such a great point, and it happened time and time again. By the way, I just have to insert this on the COVID front, and I'm sorry to interrupt. I go to, as you do, I'm sure, go to a lot of sources throughout the course of the day, and I like the LA Times, actually. I pay money for the LA Times. I like some of the reporting that they do. But honest to God, David, for 3 days in a row, I tracked it again today, for 3 days in a row on the front of the website, the first two were at the top of the website. The one today was a little bit lower. They were talking about COVID ramping up in California. Yeah. But if you read it, and if you go down into the, in one of the stories, it was literally the last paragraph, which, should not surprise people. They talked about how the numbers and the hospitalization numbers and the death, all of far lower than last summer, but they're still 3 days in a row putting COVID scare tactics in August of 2025 at the top of the website of the LA Times. I mean, you can't make that up.
No, and it really is, and I didn't used to like this term, but the evidence just says it's a psychological operation. And, some of that evidence is, particularly in Great Britain, they actually deployed army psychological operations people. They developed something that they literally called Project Fear, and they – all their messaging really was about getting people scared so that they would comply. Now, we can have an argument about whether, this is the best way to mobilize people. But it really, the bottom line is they lied. They knowingly lied. It was a strategy to lie, to scare people, to make them do what the government wanted. And it's the same thing with climate change. It's the same thing on any major issue out there, particularly if it's associated with, money or a political agenda. And so, I don't want to say that everything you read is a lie, because that's not true. But you should always verify things, always look. I mean, just we see this with the shooting. I wrote about this within 15 minutes. Most people had seen the videos, the pictures of the guns, kill Trump, the trans stuff. I knew more about this killer in 15 minutes than I ever learned about Thomas Crook.
Well, that's a very good point. Yeah. How about that? Yes.
But the media people, the New York Times, CNN, all the major media outlets were saying it's a total mystery why this happened. It's like, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
they are pushing a line. If the guy got up and said, which he basically did, I'm doing this because I hate Christians. I mean, the guy had a target with Jesus Christ on it. He wrote about how he hated God, and, he wrote about, his desire to kill Christians and, it was related to his transgender stuff, but it didn't fit the narrative. So they just lie. They coalesce around a narrative and push it.
I believe there was a story from Minneapolis. I can't remember what it was. There was a guy, what was his name? George Floyd. Oh, yeah, George Floyd. Something happened similar with that story, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, you keep on going. I mean, almost every, sort of racial hoax out there, or, the cop shooting innocent person, you get
bunch of BS.
The picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the picture of the kid at 14, not at 18. You know, you hear about how he's an A student and never got into it. It's all lies. It's the Jesse Smollett effect. I mean, you remember what we went through? I mean, how much propaganda was pushed out at us when every normal person who heard the Jesse Smollett story said, well, that's a lie. You know?
Yeah, and you see that he's trying to make a bit of a comeback right now. I have not watched this yet, but I do have it on my, you know, my list of possibles that because we had Gloria Rodriguez on a week ago. She was the attorney for the Osundari brothers. Gloria's fantastic, David, and she did a documentary on Fox Nation about the whole thing, which is really, really good. So now Netflix has this out, and it features, you know, him being interviewed. I'm only encouraged because that has not gotten a lot of publicity. There have been, like, Variety magazine did a story about it, but he hasn't been given a lot of attention, which maybe is a little concerning. But look, there are people that still think that, you know, it's the MAGA crowd that did that, that he's, you know, he's the victim. Same people who think that Mike Brown here in St. Louis was shot with his hands up saying, don't shoot. I mean, they don't want to believe the truth. These people, some of them still believe OJ, you know, was not guilty. And that's another baffling thing. A couple other topics I wanted to get to with you. You wrote about Cracker Barrel. I was in the camp that didn't really understand why this story took off as much as it did. But it did. And then, of course, they do a reverse course a couple of days ago. I had Azra Namani on yesterday. I love Azra. She's a regular guest. And I did find it, and I know you wrote about this, David, very interesting, the angle that involved, in fact, the Wall Street Journal did a report about this today. Azra was ahead of the curve. Sardar Biglari, who's a guy who owns Steak and Shake, and the way that the official Steak and Shake Twitter account went really hard against Cracker Barrel. And I was so confused about it because Steak and Shake's relatively popular here in St. Louis. And I'm like, why is that account getting so aggressive? Well, it was because of this guy. And this guy's been, you know, kind of lecturing the board here for a year and a half saying, you're going to screw this up. You're going to screw this up. And he was vindicated.
Well, yeah. I mean, as a cultural moment, you know, except for the controversy, you could have just said, well, this was a stupid business move. Which is why you can easily create the narrative that it was dumb for people to get upset. The reason why it took off is people are now extremely sensitive about this because they've been insulted time and time and time again by companies that basically say, we'd like to upgrade our customers. We think that you are bad people. And so we want to completely reframe. I mean, this is the Bud Light thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What would have been 5 years ago a story that was, boy, they made a, you know, that was a really bonehead move, becomes a cultural touchstone because it's just like, oh, again, they have done this. You know, I mean, let's face it, most people who go to Cracker Barrel are, you know, not upscale, you know, mainstream media types, intellectuals. You're going to see a lot of college professors there.
Probably they're, not.
You know, I mean, they're middle class, working class people, you know, and for them, going into Cracker Barrel is kind of a nostalgia for an America where they felt more comfortable. One that was more recognizing them and who they are.
And I think that's what I missed at first with the connection and why people got so bent out of shape. But it was interesting that, you know, they did such I don't know if it was a quick about face, but it was a pretty quick about face going in the other direction. I'm also very curious to see what the numbers are like moving forward. Because obviously, I mean, look, there are realistic challenges that the restaurant chain has with customers and losing revenue. I think a lot of restaurant chains are dealing with the same thing. So that was part of it. It wasn't completely misguided. I just think they obviously misjudged the reaction on the logo, which, by the way, didn't even make sense. Like, it wasn't that dramatic different logo. It was just taking the old dude out and the barrel. But I still think they're doing and they're spending money on these renovations and making the insides of the restaurants different. That might not play well with the clientele either. So we'll have to see. Hey, one more topic. Do you still have the DNC up there in Minneapolis? I know they started a meeting earlier this week. Is it still going on?
Well, they adjourned after the shooting. I don't know if they're going to unadjourn or not. It was a horrible contrast, first of all, for them, because they featured a lot of transgender stuff. They had the land acknowledgement. It was uber woke. We're in a state where, our lieutenant governor wears a shirt basically threatening anyone who doesn't, approve of transing kids, and we're a transgender sanctuary state. Our governor is very upfront about this and made a big statement again about how evil MAGA is not wanting to trans kids. And I think that they're very sensitive about this. They're on a back foot on this issue.
Well, they should be. They should be. Yeah. That was wise if they put the whole conference on hold, for sure. David Strom from hotair.com. Always great to have you on. You have a great holiday weekend, David.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.